Next kina, kina we're going to do is kina mem. Kina mem. Tzion yedidos yedid. Like a lot of the other kinos, deals with the majesty of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, the Beis HaMikdash. But it's also a unique kina because it stresses the particular land of each Shevet. And the land, particularly, that the Beis HaMikdash was built on. From the first line, we're reminded, Tsa'ir l'sarayich, that it was amongst the youngest of the officers. It's situated in the territory of the youngest prince, Binyamin. And a few lines later, we're reminded that Sion is Yerushas Ze'ev. Again, Binyamin. Binyamin had the Beis HaMikdash in his territory. Why was Binyamin Zelcha? And whatever the special Zechus may be, why do we pay so much attention to it? As we mourn over the Beis HaMikdash and the losses suffered throughout the generations of all of Klal Yisrael, we focus on Binyamin and what he had done to be Zelcha, to have a Beis HaMikdash in his portion. Second Beis HaMikdash, according to most, was destroyed on account of Sinas Chinam. The Aver of Sinas Chinam amongst the Jewish people is rooted in the original Sinas Chinam that the Shvatim had for Yosef. The only Shevet that had no part of it whatsoever, that was not involved in that Machlokas, was Binyamin. Only a Shevet whose very identity is associated with avoiding machlokas can host the place where the Jewish people are all supposed to come together to worship the Ribbono Shel Olam. Gemara tells us the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three big ones, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim. Second Beis HaMikdash, Sinas Chinam. The Gemara says, what you see from that, Shkula Sinas Chinam Keneged Gimel Averos. Sinas Chinam is just as bad as the big three cardinal sins. Talmud Yerushalmi, however, finds that formulation to be inadequate. Talmud Yerushalmi says, no, they're not equal at all. Sinas Chinam is not equal to the other three big sins. Think about it, says the Yerushalmi. The Gullus that followed the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash was only 70 years. The Gullus that followed the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash, still going on, thousands of years. Close to 2,000 years. Can't say the Sinas Chinam is the equal of the three major sins. Sinas Chinam, the Yerushalmi says, is much greater, much worse than the three big Averos. The Pasuk tells us to get the Beis HaMikdash back, Ha'emes v'ha'shalom ahavu. We have to excel in Emes and Shalom. Very often, Emes and Shalom are contradictory. If I'm honest with the person about how I feel about him, and things he does, it might be a pagam in the shalom. And that's exactly why the Gemara blames Rav Zechariah ben Avkulas for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. When Bar Kamtza tried to bring a karban from the king with a blemish, Rav Zechariah said it can't be brought because people will think that a balmum can be brought on the Mizbeach. And that's simply not emes. So they suggested they kill Bar Kamtza. He said it can't be done. People will think that if you bring a Baal Mum, you deserve Yechayiv Misa. It's not MS. So in the interest of MS, he completely lost perspective on how to keep Shalom. And the Mikdash was destroyed. MS is a very high value in Judaism. Shalom is a higher value in Judaism. Now the balance can sometimes shift in the other direction also. Sometimes people get so caught up with Shalom that they lose all connection to MS. They lose any sense of the value of MS. And the first Korban was finalized in that way. When Gedaliah was told that they were coming to kill him, not going to be Mekabel Lashon Hara, Shalom. Wouldn't it be Mekabel Lashon Hara about somebody? But his sense of Shalom was so overwhelming, he didn't see the MS that was staring him in the face. So he failed to protect himself and he got himself killed. They have to balance each other. Had he tempered his sense of shalom with a sense of MS, then the final straw of the Churban would not have happened. So in order to achieve Geula, we have to correct both mistakes. We have to have a healthy sense of MS, understand what is MS, and that it's worth striving for, and at the same time, realize that there's a value that's just slightly higher. That's the value of shalom, of being able to maintain peace, being able to maintain good relationships with the rest of Klal Yisrael.